This is Apollo Control. At this time, the crew should be involved in their pre-trans-earth injection status checks. They'll also be aligning the platform on their spacecraft guidance system. And we'll be passing up the final information for the trans-earth injection burn computed on the ground. A few minutes ago, you heard Charlie Duke advise the crew that we show the LEM platform is about to go. We'd mentioned that prior to leaving the lunar module, the crew had deactivated the primary coolant loop, placing the secondary coolant loop in operation aboard the LEM. This means that the primary guidance system does not get cooling. This is part of a pre-planned test to find out just how long the primary guidance system would continue to function without cooling. We had predicted in advance that it would possibly not last much longer than an hour or so. But at the time Charlie Duke reported the platform had just gone down on the LEM, it had been in operation without cooling a little more than 4 hours. And we had an approximate time from the crew of transferring to the secondary coolant loop of about 129 hours 40 minutes. And we got the report from Duke that the LEM guidance platform was no longer usable at 133 hours 55 minutes. We'll continue to stand by for any further conversation from the crew. We're now 1 hour 24 minutes 10 seconds away from trans-earth injection, which will occur on the backside of the moon at the beginning of the 31st revolution.
Apollo 11, Houston, we got the load in. You can have the computer.
Apollo 11, you threw the computer?
That's affirmative, Buzz.
Right. That's timing for you.
Apollo 11, Houston, your friendly white team has your coming home information if you're ready to copy, over.
Stand by.
Raj 11, got two pads for you, TEI 30 and then a TEI 31. TEI 30, SPS, GNN, 36, 691, minus 061, plus 066, 135. 234156. Noun 81. 32, correction, plus 32011. Plus 06818. Minus 02650. 181054. 014. Apogee is NA. Perigee plus 00230. 3286. Correction. 32836. Burn time 228. 32628. 24. 1511357. Next three lines are NA. Noun 61 plus 1103 minus 17237. 11806 36275. 1905 0452. Set stars are Deneb and Vega. 242 172 012. We'd like ullage of 2 jet for 16 seconds. And the horizon is on the 10-degree line at TIG minus 2 minutes. And your sextant star is visible after 134 plus 50. Stand by on your readback. I have a TEI 31 if you're ready to copy. Over.
Roger, TEI 30. SBS GNN. 36691. Minus 061. Plus 066. 135. 23. 4156. Plus 32011. Plus 06818. Minus 02650. 181. 054, 014, FCNA, plus 00230, 32836, 228, 32628, 24, 1511, 357, NA, 69, plus 1103. Minus 17237. 11806. 36275. 195 0452. Then at Vegas. 42 172 012. 2 jet ullage. Second. Horizon. Out of the window. 10 degrees. Take minus.
Roger, Buzz. Good read back. You're very weak. If you're ready to copy, I got a TEI 31 for you. Over. Apollo 11, Houston, you were cut out. Say again.
Roger, stand by one.
Roger.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready to copy.
Roger, 11, TEI 31, SPS GNN, 36691, minus 061 plus 066 137 22 39 85 plus 32838 plus 06845 minus 02487 NA, pitch 052. Rest of the pad is NA. Ready for your readback. Over.
Roger, TEI 31, SPS GNN, 36691, minus 061, plus 066, 137. 39 or 85 plus 32838 plus
Roger, good read back. And Buzz, did you say sextant star visible after 13450?
No, I wrote down 13410. I wasn't real sure about that.
Roger, it went by me there. Retro caught it. It's 13450, over.
Okay, 13450. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
This is Apollo Control at 134 hours, 10 minutes. We have about 47 minutes, 30 seconds before losing contact with Apollo 11 as it goes behind the moon in preparation for the trans-Earth injection burn. With the burn, we would reacquire the spacecraft at 135 hours, 34 minutes, 11 seconds. Without the trans-Earth injection burn on the upcoming revolution, we would reacquire at 135 hours, 43 minutes, 50 seconds. The final figures on that burn, as passed up to the crew a few minutes ago, are as follows. Ignition will occur at 135 hours, 23 minutes, 42 seconds. The burn duration will be 2 minutes, 28 seconds. That will add 3,284 feet per second to the spacecraft velocity, starting it on its path back to Earth. And we would consume about 10,000 pounds of propellant with that burn. Splash would occur, according to our preliminary figures, just about precisely as predicted in the flight plan. We'll continue to monitor now for any further conversation from the spacecraft.